Bank of Cardiff, this is Soraya.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, sorry about that.
No worries. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day.
Yes, happy hump day.
All right, so wanted to talk over a couple ones, but one first, Stones Unlimited. I know that was Ruben's. We were trying to, we talked yesterday about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this one was a legacy customer of his for a while. Tried a couple different angles. Basically, the first, so when they asked for the deposit stuff, I already figured out what it was because it was early in the morning, so I just kind of did my due diligence, realized it was factoring, told our team it as such, so that's no problem. We got it moved forward to from there. Unfortunately, the overall risk of the deal actually has gotten a little bit worse.
Okay.
On our end. Some past dues reporting on the personal credit. Looks like high leverage of utilization. So this one just wasn't able to get approved, especially with the balance that we had too.
Okay.
So I tried a couple different ways. I know that'd be a guaranteed win if we get it. But yeah, I think you guys had like a $200K offer already. So give my best shot.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it.
No problem. And then I wanted to. Then I think there was one or two other ones that we were working on that were. Now, one obviously is the Windset customer that that we're getting in right now, the M&M, so that we are working on with Kara to get funded today. Should hopefully have that one going within the next hour or two if nothing else is needed. And then the other one was Florida Coast, right?
Yes. Let me look up and see what's going on in the deal. I know that we had some of the guys working on that in like the Mexico reps, and then they were kind of asking for Ruben to jump in and help them because I think the guy was kind of going quiet on them a little bit. So I think, let me just check the notes and see. All right, looks like Ruben left some messages yesterday for him. So, I guess we're just kind of waiting to see what they're going to do. I don't know if they're
sure, of course,
what they're going to do.
Usual, just wait for the waiting game for the merchant.
Yeah.
So, some sort of write a note to Mexico deal. Ruben is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just that way, if I do talk to him at some point, we can always chat about it. Still waiting on merchant.
Yeah. And then, do you have that file up? I'm just wondering, I see a note in here that Ruben changed the PG. I think, I just want to make sure that what we submitted, now I'm confused, because he says he changed it from Nancy to Sean. Did we submit that with a Nancy or a Sean?
Sean. We have it currently with Sean on it.
Perfect. Okay, that's right. Okay.
And we did get a high score for the ownership, so we're good.
Cool.
Tax return, so everything checked out.
Okay.
So everything should be good. That owns, I think it's just DLVC and payoff, pretty much. It looks like a BV, which, let me see. They had asked for it. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay, I'll try to get an update and see if, what they're thinking. Because I think they know they're trying to sell the OnDeck, so we had an offer from Marlin, too, on that one. But I think they're trying to sell OnDeck, so hopefully, I think it's just a matter of if the guy has enough interest or what his deal is, the customer.
Sounds like it.
Okay.
Cool. I'm sending a list of outstanding approvals. We have which is great, a boatload of inventory, which is, I'm just calculating all the numbers. It's somewhere around 5 million of approvals. So this is this book is ready to burst, which is great.
Yeah.
So I know there's a bunch of ones that we still have docs out and everything else. So I'm going to send a list later, but I want to just see, were there any other ones that you personally were working on just before my day gets tied up? You have any questions on?
No, I guess I have one question just in general about the Windset renewal customers. So should we just go ahead and submit those to the portal, and then if it gets approved, then send you a message and be like, hey, this is a Windset customer that got approved. Can we get the special pricing? Is that kind of the best way to proceed with Windset customers?
What I would say is even in the upfront submission, you can just put in the partner notes. Just say, this is a Windset customer. This is a former Windset customer in it. And that'll be enough. I can see it right there.
Okay, cool.
Yep, and then as far as any sort of special, so the promo is just for a bonus add-on to whatever it is. So when we do executive pricing, that's obviously depending on the risk of the deal. So that'll just be that'll be kind of supplemental to whatever cuts we get on pricing if needed. When you get the approval itself, if you just wanted to when you guys are about to sell it, if you wanted to just confirm Like, hey, you know, what pricing can we use here? But yeah, if you guys use special pricing, it'll be your special. It'll be 2 points extra as a bonus, and then anything below your special with through executive would be just 1 point. But still get an extra point. Again, this will be on the back end at the beginning of next month, but you know the scoop there.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Sounds good. And I think there's another one that I think Ruben's working on, Crown Vet. I think we're getting docked too. That's a not WinSet customer though. It's another one.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, so
all
that
right.
one come through. So, looking at making some moves, and I'll send you guys the list of all the big meaty deals that we have, and I'll take it from there.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Noel.
You got it. Talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.